1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Opening statements Tuesday in Wilmington, Delaware for the trial of Hunter Biden, charged with lying on a federal form when he purchased a gun in 2018.
This case marks the first time in American history that the child of a sitting president has gone on trial. Hunter Biden faces three felony gun charges in what prosecutors are calling a simple case. They allege that he lied about his drug abuse back in October 2018 when he bought a Colt Cobra 38 special handgun.
ABC's Terry Moran. William Lewis of the Chicago suburb of Burbank, Illinois, pleaded guilty to using wasp and hornet spray against police officers on three occasions during the attempted insurrection 3 years ago, sentencing December 18th in Washington, D.C. Israel's military announced that four more hostages abducted during the October 7th attack were dead. It's believed there are about 80 hostages still alive alongside the remains of another 43. This is ABC News. Republicans running a House Select Committee on the pandemic hauled former top government infectious disease doctor for a public flogging.
Under intense questioning from House Republicans, Dr. Anthony Fauci insisted U.S.-funded research in Wuhan could not have sparked the COVID pandemic.
It is molecularly impossible.
Still, Fauci said he can't rule out the chance that COVID did leak from a lab.
I have always kept an open mind to the different possibilities.
Fauci distanced himself from social distancing guidelines that have since been discredited.
The CDC was responsible for those kinds of guidelines for schools, not me.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Atlanta-based Fearless Fund is a private business. It can spend its money on whatever it wants. A conservative outfit sued because of a small business grant program for black women. Now, a three-judge panel of the conservative Atlanta-based federal appeals court has overturned a lower court and barred that program. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A homecoming for Hoskins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, Rhys Hoskins spent his first seven seasons with the Philadelphia Phillies. This year, he signed as a free agent. Tonight was his first game back in Philadelphia. Top of the seventh inning. Brewers down 3-0. Hoskins at the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left. And a homecoming for the ages for Rhys Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins.
That turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers. They lose this one 3-1 tonight against the Phillies, who have the best record in the National League. NFL. The Minnesota Vikings make Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid receiver in the NFL, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. A four-year contract worth $110 million guaranteed. Packers OTAs continue tomorrow with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Could have one or two showers or storms in the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows in the low to mid-60s, and lights out the southeast winds. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, gusty winds, and lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a friend joining us. He is Joseph Pecky, Democratic strategist, friend of ours. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. Some fascinating stuff going on in the news today. OPEC, you'll recall, 2-3 months ago, I wrote an op-ed saying Saudi Arabia and Russia are conspiring to flip the election this fall by jacking up gas prices. That, as we saw in 2022, just in time for that election, in 2024, October, well, it'll probably start in August, September, and particularly September. September, October, November, you're going to see gas prices hitting $5 a gallon. I mean, it's just, it's a safe prediction. I hope I'm wrong. You know, and when I am, I own up to it. I've been wrong before. I thought Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016. Although I had hedged my bets, but still, I mean, you know, that doesn't really count, if you're being honest. And, you know, I've been saying, you know, you're going to see $5, maybe even $6 a gallon gas this fall. Well, it turns out that OPEC agrees. Yesterday, Sunday, OPEC Plus agreed, this is the story from the Wall Street Journal, agreed to extend all production curbs into next year, a deal that likely signals oil prices will remain elevated throughout the U.S. presidential election. Eight top producers in the group also agreed to continue voluntary cuts separately until next year, currently about 2.2 million barrels a day of cuts. They also noted, and this is what I thought was particularly fascinating, was that they're only going to maintain that level of cuts until September. And, until September of next year. So, you know, we'll see. It could be that you're going to see high gas prices going into the next year. If Donald Trump is elected, my prediction is that they'll restore the production cuts in January when he's inaugurated. If he's not elected, my prediction is they're going to maintain high levels of production cuts, high levels of gas prices, in other words. Basically for two reasons. Number one, it makes a hell of a lot more money for Saudi Arabia and the UAE and Russia, you know, the OPEC Plus, the core of OPEC Plus. And number two, it hurts Joe Biden. And they all hate Joe Biden. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. In fact, in the article in the Wall Street Journal, I say, the curbs are aimed at bolstering prices, particularly in the U.S. Right, as I said. Now you've got the Wall Street Journal reporting on it. This is not, it's not rocket science to figure this stuff out. So what is going on with the election, you know, with our election? We talked about the Mexican election, really good news down in Mexico. Of course, in Mexico, it's much harder to bribe politicians. They do not have a Mexican equivalent of Citizens United. And there are still some laws against bribing politicians that actually get enforced down in Mexico. So their elections in some ways are a little cleaner than ours are. They don't have this huge dark money problem. Or at least to the extent that they do, it's nothing compared to the United States. More than half of the money that was spent in the 2020 election was dark money, you know, completely unaccountable, most of it coming from right-wing billionaires and giant corporations, multinational corporations. So what's going to happen with this election? Well, as a result of Donald Trump being now a convicted felon, convicted of trying to steal, of successfully stealing the 2016 election by keeping from the American people with $280,000 in payoffs, the fact that he had slept with a porn star and a Playboy bunny while his wife was nursing their son. The outcome of that has been that this new morning consult poll finds that 54% of all respondents, 54% of the people who took the poll, agreed with the 12-person jury's unanimous conclusion, their verdict. A significant portion, 49% of independents, said they think Trump should drop out of the race. 15% of Republican voters said Trump should drop out of the race. And even 8% said he should suspend his campaign. 45% of all voters told Morning Consult that they would vote for Joe Biden. 44% said that they would vote for Donald Trump. So the election is still razor thin. Although in addition, another 44% said that they would support incarcerating Donald Trump. So it looks like, you know, basically what we have here is just a very, very stark divide. But the key is the people in the middle. And, you know, which way is it going to break in the people in the middle? And that's where the big debate is going on right now, is how to influence those people, the low information voters, the people who get their news from Facebook or Twitter, or just don't get news at all. And they just, you know, kind of hear what's going on from their friends at work sort of thing. How do you influence those people? 10%, this, you know, also, now this is from a new Reuters Ipsos poll. 10% of Republican registered voters say that they're less likely to vote for Donald Trump now that he's been conducted. This is a two-day poll that was conducted Friday and Saturday. They also found that 56% of Republican registered voters said the case would have no effect on their vote, and 35% said it would make them more likely to vote. Among independents, though, in this Reuters Ipsos poll, a quarter of them said Trump's conviction made it less likely that they would vote for him, compared to 18% who said more likely. So the net of all this, the bottom line here, is that this conviction, at least so far, now I'm at least so far, has hurt Trump. Now I'm predicting that it'll have very little actual effect come November. You know, keep in mind, 2 months ago, I believe it was, you'd have to look up the timeline to get the exact amount of time, but a couple of months ago, he was convicted twice by two separate juries. Convicted is not quite the right word legally, because it was in a civil hearing rather than a criminal hearing. Conviction is a criminal phrase in civil court. It's called held liable and or adjudicated. But, you know, for conversational purposes, Donald Trump was convicted of raping E. Jean Carroll. And he was convicted of it, or held guilty, or, you know, found liable for it twice. And for a while there, for a couple of weeks, the polls were showing, oh, yeah, you know, women, Republican women are saying, oh, you know, guy's, a rapist, a jury of his peers found him to be a rapist, we're not going to vote for him. Well, that all went away after a couple of weeks. Nobody's even talking about Trump as a rapist any longer. Even though he's got a 13-year-old girl who came out and said he raped her. And then, you know, when she went public, his trolls went after her and her family, and they all freaked out, and she you know, went underground, basically. Also, Donald Trump, you know, is asking explicitly, he's asking rich people to give him money in exchange for doing things. That's called bribery. He spoke to a group of oil industry executives and said, give me $1 billion and I'll end all of Joe Biden's restrictions on fossil fuels. And a bunch of them ponied up money. Then he went to another meeting of rich people and said, you know, give me a bunch of money and I'll cut your taxes again. And a bunch of them ponied up money. Well, a couple of Democrats in the Senate, it's Sheldon Whitehouse and my senator, Ron Wyden, one of my two senators. And in the House, Jamie Raskin, who's on the Oversight and Accountability Committee, Whitehouse and Wyden are on the Senate Budget and the Senate Finance Committees, respectively. They're all saying, you know, we need to look into this. When a candidate for president is publicly soliciting bribes, we have a problem. This is something that should not be legal. This is something, we all get it that the Supreme Court legalized political corruption and political bribery
with Citizens United. But even with Citizens United, you still have to pretend it's not a bribe. You still have to say things like, my position is to end all of Joe Biden's fossil fuel regulations. And then later in the conversation, you say, and I sure would appreciate your support. You just don't put them together in the same sentence. But Donald Trump came right out and said it. He said, give me $1 billion and I'll blow up these restrictions. I mean, that is as brazen as you can get. That is a man who believes that criminal activity is just fine, even if you're president of the United States or running for president of the United States. It's a big problem. And Trump, of course, has a long history of denying climate change and denying science in general. He said that windmills cause cancer, which is a lie. He said that electric cars are bad for the environment, which is a lie. He said that if he's elected, he's going to end all the tax breaks for electric vehicles, which, you know, will be a bad thing for the climate in the United States. And don't forget, in 2017, he pulled us out of the Paris Agreement. Now, Joe Biden put us back in his first year in office, but, you know, this is where Trump is coming from. And the oil and gas industry have been pumping money in faster than faster and faster, as well as some of the, you know, well, this is from a piece in The Guardian titled Top Democrats Launch Inquiry into Trump's Brazen $1 Billion Pitch to Oil Executives. And they note some industry titans have donated six and seven figures checks to Trump's super PAC. Texas oil man and multimillionaire Tim Dunn and then Harold Hamm, both kicking in big bucks for Trump. So keep an eye on this. The right-wing billionaires, particularly those who made their fortunes from fossil fuels, are just going all in. They are going after, they're going for Donald Trump. And like I said, this is going to be an insanely hard-fought election, and we're going to be just bombed, carpet bombed, by the media from the right this year. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next to Geeky Science, and I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's 16 minutes past the hour.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, you can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com and slash Tom and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. And enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with that promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. We have talked on many occasions about microplastics. Louise and I were horrified when we went to Antarctica on a scientific expedition to see the, and I wrote about this and I shared the story with you at the time, every single dead animal that they found in Antarctica in those southern oceans and even on the land masses, you know, penguins, seals, fish, krill, everything had plastic in it, had plastic in its bodies. And there was, of course, plastic in the water as well, microplastics everywhere. These are plastic particles that in many cases are too small to be seen without a microscope. And, you know, what we're finding is that the average American consumes about a credit's worth of microplastic every year, and that, you know, there are ways to cut this down. For example, paper cups that you put hot liquids into, like, you know, the coffee cup that you get when you buy it from a fast food restaurant, those are 15% plastic. And when you pour hot liquids into them, they shed tens of thousands of microplastic particles into your coffee. So, you know, when you get coffee, bring your own cup, right? Just, you know, say, here, fill this up. Yesterday I took a long hot bath. It was a cold, rainy day, and I just love taking long hot baths. It's my way of triggering my immune system. You know, I've talked before about how saunas and things, you know, people who take saunas regularly are less likely to get not just cancer, but even ordinary diseases, because it produces this heat shock effect, which amps up your immune system. And whenever I do that, I want to avoid the fate of Ram Dass, you know, who took a hot bath with a glass of wine, and alcohol, of course, dehydrates you. And he got so dehydrated in the bathtub that he had a stroke. And the way to prevent that is take a little aspirin. So I always pop a, you know, an 81 milligram baby aspirin before I hop in the bathtub. And yesterday I was looking at this aspirin, and it's enteric coated, right? So it's not supposed to upset your stomach. It doesn't dissolve until, you know, it takes like an hour to dissolve until it's in your small intestine. And I was wondering, what is the, what is that coating? And I looked it up, and it's a mixture of waxes and plastics, microplastic particles that are held together with polymers, which are also plastics, that dissolve under heat. And so I looked that up, and I found this incredible study that was published in the JAMA, in the Journal of American Medical Association's journal Cardiology. It was a study of 10,678 participants who had atherosclerotic, I know I'm mispronouncing that, I'm not a doctor, cardiovascular disease, right? And they're supposed to take baby aspirin for their hearts. And they note, a mix of polymers, plasticizers, and solvents make up the enteric coating on these pharmaceutical pills. And, you know, they talk about this. So the question was, do you really need the enteric coating? Do you really need to be getting all that microplastic? And so of the 10,678 participants, 69% took the enteric-coated aspirin, 31% took uncoated aspirin, baby aspirin pills that you can chew up or just swallow. And what they found, and I'll just read from the study, quote, there was no significant difference in effectiveness, e.g. myocardial infarction, stroke or death, heart attack, stroke or death, between enteric-coated and uncoated aspirin groups, and this is where it gets really interesting, and no significant difference in safety outcomes, including major bleeding events. So, you know, they say the enteric coating has been applied to offset the potential harm, but it appears that it makes no difference. The current study builds on previous studies that find no protective advantage to enteric coatings on aspirin, hinting at a separate mechanism involved in the associations with bleeding that have nothing to do with direct exposure. So now they're back to, we don't know why aspirin can cause your stomach to bleed, but apparently it has nothing to do with whether the aspirin is released in the stomach or in the small intestine. So I am throwing out my enteric-coated aspirin because I don't want to take more microplastics and replacing it with just good old-fashioned baby aspirins, which is, you know, what you're supposed to take if you want to prevent a heart attack or if you think that you might get dehydrated and you're at risk for a stroke. So there you go. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. So, your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books? If that's you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, everything you need to grow, all from everything you need to grow, all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. netsuite.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. It is 35 minutes past the hour. Larry in San Antonio, Texas. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you. Can you hear me all right?
Just fine, Larry.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm just concerned that a few of the red states will get together during the election and decertify their results and it get thrown to the House. And I'm wondering why more people don't talk about this or even think about it.
The possibility of the Republicans throwing the election to the House?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I know that the Democrats are certainly aware of this, and there are Republicans who are openly advocating it. I don't think it's at the top of the news because it's one of those hypotheticals right now.
I see.
You know, and you know, all we can do about it is to make sure that a lot of, you know, we just need to have an overwhelming majority of votes for Joe Biden, period. Democrats up and down the line.
Yeah, but I just don't see how, you know, the votes will make a difference if this gets thrown to the House by some red states. That's what I'm saying.
It would take more than one red state in all probability. I mean, it took three in 1876.
Right.
It was four. I think it was three. Oregon was one of them because the Klan ran the state. But I just don't think they'll get away with it, you know, this time. We've seen Donald Trump's little tricks. And, you know, Ken Chesbrough and his buddies are on the verge of going to jail for this stuff if Fannie Willis can ever, you know, overcome the resistance of the Republican Party in Georgia. I just don't think it's a, you know, I think it's a danger, but I don't think it's a huge danger. But it is one of the things we need to consider. Larry, thanks for the call.
Well, I appreciate your input on that, Tom. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. Good talking to you. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, hope you're doing well. You know, I think Biden's strength is in his record, and opposed to Trump's record, which is horrible. And he needs to really hammer home what he's done for regular working people, opposed to the record of Trump, who is 1% and killed so many people with COVID because he's incompetent. I think he really needs to go on his record and start talking about it.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, let's just keep in mind, the campaign has not really started. I mean, right now there's early stuff, and the Biden campaign is very active on Facebook, for example. But I don't think that we're really going to know the contours of the election until this fall. I mean, the whole, for example, the Swift boat attacks against John Kerry, I could be wrong. I was on the air during that time, and in fact, we had Jerome Corsi on a couple of times. He wrote the book that you know, full of lies that prompted that. But they rolled that thing out, as I recall, in September. That's when the big guns come out. So, yeah, we can offer advice to the Biden campaign, and certainly I think they're going to run on their record because they've got a great record right now. We've got the lowest unemployment we've had since the 1960s. We've got lower inflation than Ronald Reagan ever had in his entire 8 years in office. He never got inflation below 4.1%. We're down to 3.2%, which has historically been considered a good inflation rate. I mean, that's been fairly normal inflation rate for most of the 20th century. You know, unemployment, as I said, is low. The quality of jobs is growing. Pay is up. You know, there's just unionization is growing. We're rebuilding our nation's infrastructure. We're building smart grids and new energy. A lot of great stuff going on. And
black employment is up.
Yeah. Oh, and Hispanic employment. Yeah. It's, I mean, all of them right across the board, female employment, they're all at literally record high levels, or unemployment at record low levels, however you want to phrase it. And he does mention those things from time to time, and he needs to continue doing it. I agree with you, Mark. Mark, thanks for the call, and thanks for weighing in on that. Paul in Neenah, Wisconsin. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, real quick. First here, you just laid out a whole bunch of reasons why voters should turn against Trump. You forgot the big one, January 6th.
Yeah, of course.
If that doesn't turn them away, nothing will.
Right.
Okay, but reason for my call here, your op-ed, irregular warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, warfare by means outside of troops, bombs, navies, etc. And it reminded me of something I saw when I was 8 years old, Rod Serling, Twilight Zone. First season, the monsters are due on Maple Street. Remember that, where they had these couple aliens up in their ship and they were fooling with people's cars starting, the electricity working in one house and not the other, and they were turning all the neighbors against each other.
Oh, I don't recall that, Paul, but it sounds like a fascinating story. Rod Serling was an absolute genius.
Yeah, he was. And this is the closing narration by Rod Serling on that episode. I don't know if you can even find it on YouTube. I'm not sure. These things kind of are touch and go, you know, as far as seeing the actual episode. But the closing narration was, the tools of conquest do not necessarily come with bombs and explosions and fallout. There are weapons that are simply thoughts, attitudes, prejudices, to be found only in the minds of men. For the record, prejudices can kill, and suspicion can destroy. And a thoughtless, frightened search for a scapegoat has a fallout all of its own. For the children and the children of the yet unborn, and the pity of it is that these things cannot be confined to the Twilight Zone.
Huh.
And I didn't know this, they made a remake of, you know, I had a going on Wikipedia, they made a remake of this episode in 2003.
Oh, really?
And instead of aliens manipulating the people, it was the government, the army, doing the manipulating. And that might have been an offshoot. Yeah, it was 2003. You know, we had the 9/11 and the Patriot sure. Act and all that kind of stuff going on. So it made me think of that. And Rod Serling, he was ahead of his time, you know, you look at a lot of stuff he's done, you know, how many years ago? Like 60 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he was good.
I got advice for you here.
Yeah.
In the past, you struggled with what to call trashy people. I decided quite a while ago to take the scientific method, and maybe you could do the same. I just call them a waste of DNA.
A waste of DNA. Yeah, that kind of implies eugenics but you know, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Guess.
But I'm still trying to figure
maybe
out,
just...
you know, because trailer trash is derogatory about people who live in trailers, and I lived in a trailer for 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Louise and I did when we lived in New Hampshire.
Well, you lived on a boat too. You could talk about boat trash too. Then
there's that too.
I don't know, but you know, maybe, you know what, Tom? Maybe it's just not even talk about him. How's that?
Yeah, it's probably a good plan. But sometimes, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene does something that's just you can't avoid talking about it. So, I get it. Did you see how her alter ego, Lauren Boebert, just got taken down in that debate last week in Colorado? I think it was Friday. The guy was one of her opponents in the debate was like, you know, why did you lie to the people of Colorado about what you were doing? And she was like, that's behind us. I want to move on. And he's like, no, why did you lie? she just got nailed to the wall. I mean, it was a thing to behold. It's all over the internet. There's clips of it. You can find them on Twitter and on the web. Paul, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Bill in Etheridge, Tennessee. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I heard, now it was Friday or this weekend sometime, I was watching CNN and they had a fella come on that seemed pretty knowledgeable, and he listed like five or six things that kept people from being able to get security clearances, and being a convicted felon was one of them.
That's true.
So how can you know, this man run for president? What are they going to tell him?
The presidency does not require a security clearance. Donald Trump never got a security clearance. He didn't need one. He was elected president. He would not have been able to get a security clearance based on his criminal past had he simply applied for one. But because he was president, he automatically gets all that stuff and at the highest level. And nobody goes through the process of clearing him for security. It's automatic. I get your argument, and it's an argument that voters should be listening to. But once he's elected president, once he was elected president, he had instant access to the whole thing. So that's the problem.
Yeah, but I mean, now for the next election, he's a convicted felon. How can he even run?
There's no law against convicted felons running for president. In fact, there's no law against people running for president from prison. Bernie Sanders' hero, Eugene Debs, ran for president from prison, won millions of votes back in the 1920s or the 19-teens. He opposed World War I, and Woodrow Wilson threw him in jail. So it's possible. It's entirely possible, although I just don't think Trump's going to go to jail. Thank you, Bill, for the call. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman program, fair and only slightly unbalanced.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet.
where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart's health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. I've been taking Superbeets for almost a decade now. Paired to the healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code Tom. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com. The code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. GetSuperBeets.com and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Margaret in Weaverville, California. Hey, Margaret, what's up?
Well, first, thank you for all you do. You're very beneficial, like especially when you just talked about the gas prices. You were warning before it actually happens. If that actually got said over and over in our media, then we would be able to, you know, show that they're sabotaging this whole thing.
I agree.
But anyway, you are a great influencer. Thank you for your voice.
Thank you, Margaret.
My heart rate is racing, so I hope I make sense.
Yeah, but, yeah. You,
and I hope I have enough time.
Yeah. So what's on your mind?
I can't do anything quickly. The first thing, I called in because, first of all, I would love, if I do have time, to tell you about a commercial I wish one of your viewers who you influence would be able to put on the major media and have it seen. I wanted to have it in 2016, I wanted to tell it. But anyway, if I have time, I'd love to say that quickly. But what I called you about was when you said, how can we get to those middle voters? We already know those that don't that are going to vote for him and who aren't going to vote for him, meaning Trump or Biden. But the middle people, how do we do it? Well, as an ex-kindergartner worker, okay,
mm-hmm.
Where did we lose just the basic rules that we taught our children? No name-calling, no belittling of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Stand in line. Don't take other people's food. You know, so it's like the one thing that I hope as a teacher to be able to think that every one of us as children were taught some basic manners. What
yeah.
happened to manners? So why isn't the media saying, how can Trump make America great if he is doing these things? He's name-calling. He's pretending he's a handicapped person and making fun of people.
Right.
He's called people pigs.
Yeah.
I mean, why isn't the media harping on the fact that we cannot make a role model the most important person in the whole world?
Because the media wants a horse
role
race.
Model.
Yeah, no, the media wants a horse race. They're going to downplay those aspects of Trump and ignore, you know, entire parts of him and promote that. But I think your point is really well made, Margaret. Thank you very much for the call. Mark in Long Island, New York. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Hey, you opened the show in a very cogent way that I really think is something that needs to be...
About the irregular warfare that Russia and Hungary and China and whatnot? Yeah.
Absolutely. So in the Bible, there's a couple of scriptures that says, you know, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
And that means that you should always speak truthfully, and no matter what happens, because speaking truth informs people, and also it's a way of confessing. Mm-hmm. And also, there's also another scripture that says, God is not mocked for whatever a man sow, he shall also reap. And Hinduism, that's called karma. And the civil rights movement by Malcolm X, it says, the rooster coming home to roost. So the reason I'm saying that I'm laying these things down is because you admittedly said America used to be good at these propagandas.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of countries who have been victimized by these propagandas, and for the worse, and they're still suffering from it. If you remember my first call, I was the one who called about Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
I told you for America to stay out of Haiti's business. These very propagandas that the U.S. were using and have been using have destroyed the Congos, Haiti, and so many other countries.
Yeah. I would argue that our military intervention or lack of military intervention, depending on the circumstances, has played a much larger role. I don't know that are we broadcasting specifically into Haiti in French or in Creole or whatever they speak there?
Absolutely. So the way we do it, we fund these, especially now with social media, we fund a lot of these unlicensed quote-unquote journalists to push U.S. propaganda out of Haiti, out of Africa. Right. You know, it's something we've done in the past, something we continue to do. So what I'm saying is, as a Haitian born and somebody who also lives in this country, I have kids here, I would hope that what we've done, which is what the scripture, you know, whatever it meant, so he shall also reap. I wish America did not reap what it has been sown.
Yeah.
Over the centuries.
Well, I think we may well be reaping it right now with Trump and the whole MAGA
movement. So basically, So what Vladimir Putin is doing is using the very thing we used to use on democratic countries and use it against the U.S. because the very warfare that we, because, you know, there's a scripture that said, if you hit by the sword, you should also, you know,
live by the sword, die by the sword. No, I got it. Mark, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but your point, you already made your point, you made it well. Thank you very much. We'll be back on the other side of this break. The Texas Supreme Court has condemned Texas women to death. I'll tell you about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, you'll have another chance to enter our Text to Win giveaway, and we'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dan Van Lannen, Hobart Lawrence Police.
Man, I went to the Ostoff. It's a Saturday night, and I'm checking everything out, and I look, and there's Jimmy. And Jimmy's got this ice cream cone. Not a lot of cone, but a lot of ice cream. Right, Jimmy? That thing was monstrous. Jimmy, where's the guy
do you
get
have
that?
A picture?
I don't. That's phenomenal.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.